1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A second flight carrying migrants was sent to Sacramento, California. Here's KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy.
When they landed here, they were given food and water by some faith organizations here in Sacramento County. And then they've been since taken to an undisclosed faith location for more processing and kind of getting an understanding of where they're coming from and where they thought they were going.
A scare in the sky prompted fighter jets to try to intercept a small plane flying in restricted D.C. airspace. CBS's Nora O'Donnell with details.
The military scrambled six F-16 fighter jets to intercept the small plane, eventually crashed in a rural wooded area in western Virginia. NTSB investigators are on the scene, but they say it could take several days to collect all the evidence. CBS News has learned the victims included 49-year-old Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, their nanny, and the pilot.
Tensions remain high between the United States and China following another close call between a Chinese warship and U.S. destroyer. CBS's David Martin says while these close intercepts are nothing new,
but it's only been in the last couple of years that they have started becoming more and more aggressive about these intercepts, sometimes coming within literally feet of not just American aircraft, but also U.S. and British as well.
The water level in Nevada's Lake Mead is finally starting to recover. KLAS-TV's Ryan Matthew.
92-year-old Betty Grippentog and her husband purchased the Las Vegas Boat Harbor in the 50s.
The publicity was so bad that people thought there wasn't any place to boat.
But the last two summers, she says, have been the most brutal amid historically low water levels. Her son Bob, now the co-owner, says when water's down, customers don't always stick around.
We have to move anchors and move things, and our cost is much greater at that time.
Apple's first VR headset's almost here. CEO Tim Cook says Vision Pro allows you to blend the real and digital world.
In the same way that Mac introduced us to personal computing, and iPhone introduced us to mobile computing, Apple Vision Pro will introduce us to spatial computing.
It's not cheap. It's going to cost about $3,500. Actors may join writers on the picket line. Members of SAG-AFTRA, the union which represents more than 160,000 actors and performers, have voted to authorize a strike ahead of their negotiations with Hollywood studios. Nearly half of its members took part in the vote. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up too soft on the potty. Nice. Let's just also roll it back.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Expand your outdoor living space with the help of S. Johnson Lawn Service in Marshfield. S. Johnson Lawn Service is more than just lawn care. Their team specializes in custom designs, complete remodels, and efficient lawn spray fertilizer application. With over 100 years of landscaping experience, S. Johnson Lawn Service can create a beautiful outdoor space for you and your family. Call 715-305-4729. That's 715-305-4729. Or visit them online at sjohnsonlawnservice.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 6th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The McMillan Memorial Library Services Committee will meet at 4:30 in the McCourt Conference Room at the library. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. The Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2. The Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5. And the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7. The Village of Whiting will hold their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30, and the Solid Waste Committee meeting will be from 5 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 61, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms 79, lows around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Earl Ingram, 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and Math.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 75. More clouds than sun. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
It's summer. 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. On 540 AM WAUK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. More asylum seekers were put on a plane at the Texas border and flown to Sacramento, California. Mayor Daryl Steinberg.
The people who are scared, who are vulnerable, who are flown here under some lure of jobs and or services, that they know that they are safe and that they will be well cared for.
The former chairman of the NTSB addressed the small plane that crashed in Virginia after flying in restricted airspace. Robert Sumwalt says the cabin may have lost air pressure.
The pilots become hypoxic, meaning, of course, lack of oxygen. They fall asleep.
Another close call between a Chinese warship and a U.S. destroyer. Here's CBS's David Martin.
It really does look like the Chinese have decided to ratchet up pressure against the American presence in and around China.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lin.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
This summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 75. More clouds than sun. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points toward your next purchase. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop, located at 520 State Street in Madison. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Family grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in a row.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Officials warn the hot air temperatures can make playground equipment hot enough to burn exposed skin. Metal slides can reach dangerous temperatures, but so can plastic ones. You need to check the equipment before you let your kids play on hot days, especially for playground equipment that's in direct sunlight. Second and third degree burns can happen within minutes. Officials suggest taking kids to pools, beaches, or splash pads on really hot days. The Spash Boys track team claimed first place at state track and field championships last weekend. The returning athletes were welcomed home with a police escort through the city to the high school. A celebration in their honor took place at the Spash Fieldhouse with students, parents, faculty, and community members honoring the athletes for their accomplishments. The Rafters lost to the Madison Mallards at home last night. They take them on again tonight at 6:05. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 61, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms 79, lows around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.